Tell me. How many do you like that? I like it, I think. I like it very much. I think I like to chew gum very much. Do you like it when I chew gum? Do you like the sound that makes? Come on, tell me. I'm doing this for you. I like this, but I'm doing this for you. Would you do this for me? Would you chew gum for me? Would you make this sound for me? I like this sound, I think. I'm making this sound for you. Would you make this sound for me?
Remember what the thing is.
We're up in Studio B.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
That was a song called Gum by The Kills.
That's because our show today is all about gum. All about the gum. All about Aaron Hernandez and... you need that. Don't you?
I need the mouse.
You need the mouse.
A mouse for the gum.
Aaron Hernandez and his blue cotton candy Bubblicious.
Which apparently makes you a murderer.
Yeah, so I bought some blue cotton candy Bubblicious gum. I had to go to all three places before I found it, and I did find it.
It's flying off the shelves.
It is. And I'm going to make Jim the Poet chew it today and see if he turns into a time-traveling serial killer like Aaron Hernandez.
It's a lot of work to travel through time and kill people.
Do I have to... We should explain.
This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU Freeform Radio.
We don't have to explain that. I mean, I think they figured that out already.
It's Sportsy Talk. WFMU.
I'll get the cars going.
We're up in Studio B.
Yeah.
Just chewing gum.
And listening to cars go by on the highway.
Those are cars.
Those are cars.
That have my soul riding in them.
Because Aaron Hernandez was in a car. Okay, Aaron Hernandez played for the Patriots.
Yes, a
he
few
was
years
a
ago.
Football player.
He's
in
good.
NFL.
He's one of my favorite Patriots.
He was a lot of people's favorite player, and he then he committed some murders allegedly.
Allegedly,
and then he committed another murder to cover up the other murders allegedly.
Allegedly,
and now he is on trial. Really. And
he's actually on trial. Yes,
in the
which
Boston
seems
area.
Cruel because you know, in Boston there's like 500 feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And
so the jurors are going to be cranky, right?
Yeah,
they
be
can
upset.
They can hardly even get there. What are you doing?
I can't tell which mic is on. Is this
no, it's that one.
This one's actually
that's
on?
that's your mic. Yeah.
I sound quiet.
Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you need to turn up your headphones.
How about this?
No. Maybe I just.
No, you sound
maybe
great.
I turned your mic down because you're always so loud.
Sometimes you do that.
Well, you're always so loud. Your voice carries.
Keep it down, down. Voices carry. That lady used to work at Newbury Comics. We used to see her
really?
In the comics. And she was like a rock star.
And she worked at the comic book store?
Yeah, what's her name? Amy Mann?
Yeah.
Hush, hush. Please don't kill me. Aaron Hernandez. I wrote a letter this week to Aaron Hernandez.
Right, he's our favorite incarcerated
NFL player.
Favorite murderer. Yeah,
I mean,
murderer right
now. It used to be OJ, but now our favorite alleged murderer.
Yeah,
is Aaron Hernandez.
OJ was cleared. OJ is innocent. He was so declared by a jury of his peers.
Yes,
innocent. Even though I think the family of Nicole Brown.
They sued him, yeah. And,
I think they got awarded some money.
Like millions of dollars.
From the innocent man.
And then now he's in jail on another crime.
He robbed some stuff in Los Angeles, and he's actually in jail now.
I think Vegas.
Vegas. I'm sorry, Las Vegas. I meant Las Vegas.
But I wrote to Aaron Hernandez this week and said, hey, you know, we have a sports talk show.
Yeah.
Why don't you call and let us know what you think of, you know, the Patriots season or how you're doing in jail.
You know what he should do?
Mm-hmm.
He should get on the stand and he should say, if you find me innocent, the snow will stop in Boston.
Well, maybe
and
then, that's...
And that could be true.
Maybe that's what will happen. I mean, I think the snow in February has been because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because the cheaters won.
Because God is against cheating.
Do you think if...
and
if,
wants vengeance.
Do you think if the Patriots gave back the Lombardi Trophy that the snow would
stop? The snow
would
end, yes. Yeah. They had 100 inches of snow in Boston.
That's crazy.
That seems like a lot.
I think that's more than Buffalo, right?
It's more than any place.
Okay.
I mean, it's more than Snowtown.
It is Snowtown.
It is Snowtown, USA.
Mm-hmm.
And when all that snow melts,
yeah,
it'll be bad.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be flood town.
It's going to be like everybody's basement is flooded.
Mm-hmm.
Ville.
Town.
This says Matt from Springfield says Amy Mann is a good friend of WFMU. So
she
maybe
is.
She's a listener.
No, she is. She is. She is. I was going to say.
I just remember
that. I just
seeing her
in
the 80s at Newbery Comics and thinking, like, wow, she's a rock star and she still has a crappy job like me. So that was.
Cindy Sherman used to work the counter at a McDonald's.
Wow.
So that was kind of crazy. She said nobody ever recognized her there because nobody expected to see her there.
Wow. Well, so
like
people
would,
went to see Daniel Johnston at the McDonald's he worked at. Cause he
yeah, because he was famous.
They would call the payphone and be like, is Daniel Johnston there? Be like, yeah, he's kind of busy mopping.
He's mopping.
He's like, I'm mopping McDonald's.
Cleaning the oil out of the fryer.
Writing a song.
He used to work at the post office a long, long, long time ago.
That explains it.
I know, right? So he stole a bunch of post office training cassettes. Tapes.
And he adds them into his songs and stuff?
No, he like taped over them with his songs and sent them out to DJs.
Well, that seems nice. I mean,
well, he sent some to WFMU.
What happened? Did we sell them on eBay yet?
No, he sent me one, right?
Yeah.
But mine was the only one that it didn't work, so I actually got the
post office
training tape.
You should give that away during the marathon.
That's a good idea.
Which is coming up.
Yeah.
It's an official Daniel Johnston training
post office tape
training
that he
tape.
Didn't, that his voice didn't record.
Didn't do anything.
I probably have it somewhere. I don't know where. My house is full of stuff.
Please
like
don't
that.
Kill me.
Okay, so Aaron Hernandez.
All
right, so Aaron Hernandez, right? In his trial this week, they've been making a big deal out of blue cotton candy Bubblicious bubblegum.
Is he the only one who's ever chewed it?
Yeah, I'd never heard of it until this came out.
And you have some.
I did. I got some. It's way over there where the CD was before. Yeah, can you get the cart and bring it over? Because I should have done that, and I failed to do so.
I tried so hard not to get killed by Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez, please don't kill me now. All right. Yeah. Bubblicious.
It looks very blue.
It's very blue.
Blue cotton candy?
Okay, so in order to do his latest alleged murder, he rented a car.
Yeah.
It was a car that starts with an A. I think it was an Affinity or something. I'm not
That's
sure.
That's not an A. That's
okay,
an
A.
Infinity is
no,
A.
Affinity.
Acura.
A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y.
No, there's no way that's a car name.
Do you think that's a car name?
No.
Listeners, if you're on the comments board,
go on the comment
WFMU.org.
Right now we're talking about Mo Tucker. Works at...
they're talking about that?
Worked at Walmart.
Okay. Yeah.
And OJ's... Matt from Springfield says OJ's in the past, man.
Yeah, that's why we're on to
Aaron Hernandez
now.
All
right, I have handed the blue Bubblicious to...
Do you like it when I chew gum for you?
Jim the Poet. Should I put that song back on? I can put that on again.
Do you like it when I chew gum for you? Is this gum porn?
That song is called The Kills. Did that song, and it's called Gum.
Tell me. Tommy, do you like that?
Tommy, do you like my gum poem?
Oh, wow, I can smell that gum from here.
Yeah, oh my God.
It's really...
It tastes like gasoline.
Well, he bought it at a gas station. That's the thing. So he rented this car to go kill somebody. And he, allegedly. And he stopped at a gas station, and he bought gas and Bubblicious bubblegum.
Yeah.
And then when he turned the car back in, they were cleaning the car up, you know, because they clean cars at the rental place.
They do.
I'm doing this for you.
Just in case there's blood everywhere?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm doing this for you!
And the attendant found... wait, we gotta hear her.
Would you do this for me?
would you let me kill you?
Would you let me chew gum for you?
And shoot you in the head with a 45 caliber weapon, which has not been found?
I like the sound, I think.
I really like this song. I think this song is awesome.
I'm making this sound for you.
Kia or Hyundai might have a car called an Infinity.
Infinity.
An Infinity.
affinity?
Dale?
Affinity?
This is Dale. I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
I could look that up, but I'm going to say
somebody should look up what kind of car it was. But anyway, when he took it back, right? Yeah. They're cleaning up the car, and the attendant finds a used
it's awful
45.
Gum, by the way. I mean, yeah, it's no, Hubba
it
Bubba or something like
no,
that.
No, it's Bubblicious.
Bubblicious. It doesn't stick to your face when you're blowing bubbles. Is that the idea?
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think Bubblicious just gloms on everything. So they found an ejected 45 caliber casing,
yeah,
the same gun that was used in the murder,
yeah,
but they haven't found the gun yet, and they found some chewed up bubble. God, this stuff smells bad. I'm just unwrapping it.
It's not good.
The smell is horrendous.
Yeah, it was bad.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to chew some too and see if I turn into a serial killer.
Ralphine says Nissan Altima.
No.
Guess
no, it's something else.
Guess again.
Something else. Something with an A.
Ralphine.
Some car with an A.
Wrong. What's our phone number up here? In Studio B?
Oh, yeah. We could have phone calls.
Cozy Studio B. And Aaron Hernandez may call, is what I'm saying.
Oh, right.
And we'll know it's him because you can't really fake it because it'll be like...
It's a collect call.
Someone is calling collect from a Massachusetts...
Yeah, because you wrote to him and told him...
I did. I said I was a big fan of his...
Mm-hmm.
Which I am a big football fan. I mean, murders, he's pretty good at murder.
It's the News of the Dead Girl. I'm kind of a big fan of his murders. They're so hapless. I mean, he had his own murder apartment.
Yeah. I mean, when you brought it to that level, I mean...
Yeah. Well,
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I just think it's cruel to have a murder trial in Boston right now because they've had so much snow that everyone's so mad that they're just like, I convict you of witchcraft. I convict you of snow.
Well,
Ralphine says the internet says it was an Altima. So there you go.
Okay, it's an Altima. Good. That has an A at the
there
other
should be
end.
A website called The Internet Says. dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, we just agree that that has to be the
thing. That's true.
I have to get this gum out of my mouth.
It's awful, isn't it?
Do you like it when I chew gum for you? Tell them our phone number.
Oh, yeah. 201-209. Maybe that's not the phone number.
No, that's why I
is
think
this
there's
the
something
phone number?
Over here. No, I don't know. I think you got to look over here.
Okay.
The numbers to call and give us
it's
money.
It's the same number as here. No.
Okay,
this is the number to call today. Maybe people are calling. Which number did you give Aaron Hernandez?
Oh, I gave him the one downstairs.
He's probably
is it
calling
a different
you.
Number?
Yeah.
You want to go down there and see if the phone's ringing?
No. 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368 if you want to weigh in on Aaron Hernandez or anything else.
Oh, I just ate that lemon fish thing.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it awful?
Yeah. What was that for?
That was because I was getting you bubble gum and I wanted to get me some candy.
Oh.
And so I saw this fancy...
So that had no Aaron Hernandez tie-in?
No. Okay, so the Aaron Hernandez thing is then they found his chewed up gum with the ejected slug. They found chewed up gum that was the same kind that he bought.
We have a call from Aaron Hernandez.
Okay.
Maybe. If we can figure out how to put you on there. It's the first day up in Studio B.
WFMU, you might be on the air.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. Are we in mono?
No. Yes.
Hello, caller, you might be on the air.
You should be on the air. I think they hung up.
Are you on the air?
They hung up.
Is that Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, see, they're trying to hang up on us. Okay.
You're trying desperately to hang up.
I did it for him.
Like, oh my God.
Oh no.
Ralphine says Boston Globe and Boston Herald said it's an Altima or something.
Okay, it's an Altima.
We agree.
We're talking about the bubble gum, not the car, right? So they found this chewed up bubble gum in the car. So all week at the Aaron Hernandez trial,
yeah,
it's
why?
Been nothing but Bubblicious bubble gum.
That's just awful gum.
It is awful gum.
I mean, give it to the jury and they'll convict. They'll be like,
right.
This gum is guilty of being awful.
Okay, here we go.
Smoking gum, somebody said.
WFMU, you're on the air.
That's Dale's joke. Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talkin' WFMU. I think they hung up again. They're just calling and hanging up.
Why?
They're breathing heavy.
The thing is happening.
Do you like it when I chew gum?
Chew gum for you.
Is it T1 or T2?
What are you talking about?
Are we on TT1 or TT2?
We're not on any of those things. We're on phone.
This, you know, this is actually as good
see,
a phone call as we normally
phone.
Get. There's a guy on a boat, and I want a dog.
I know. That guy was so straight. What? Oh, wait. Here's something happening.
Try that other number.
Okay.
Yep.
Wait, let's like see if there's a robot
If you'd
here.
Like to make a call, please hang up.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Okay. 201.
201.
536.
536.
9368.
Dial carefully. Now there's two calls.
Now there's two coming in.
It could be the hang-up show. Yeah, hang-up.
Hang-up. They're both hung-ups.
Maybe that's the wrong number.
Well.
How could that be?
How would they even know?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez. No, shouldn't it be like, hello, we're calling from a Massachusetts correctional facility.
With a collect call.
It's a collect call.
From inmate number. WFM. Yeah?
Something's wrong with the phone.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Bronwyn. Hi, Jim.
Hey, what's going on, Studio B?
You finally got through.
I know.
Have you been trying?
My first try. You picked up like you probably dumped somebody else to pick me up.
Somewhere. We would dump somebody else to pick you up.
Absolutely,
anyway.
Studio B, Ben. We would, but the thing is, I think that the fact that you got through and nobody else did, I think shows that it's not an egregious technical error on our part.
I don't blame us.
Calling, yeah, I don't blame us either.
I blame society.
Right.
It might be the benefit of sponsoring the Studio B microphone for like the last 3 years.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, that's why I chose.
That's why your
Studio B Ben.
That's why your Studio B Ben. See, I never knew what was behind the. I thought you
I
just
didn't know.
Like we're hiding up here someplace.
Yeah.
No, I wish that would be so much more fun.
Why don't you come
I would
visit?
Have some. What's that?
Come visit.
You can come visit.
The, come
you could be
the
on the
marathon.
Yeah. I want to.
You could be on our
years,
show.
That's actually one of the things I want to do one of these years is actually come and volunteer during the marathon.
It's on your bucket list?
Yeah.
Do people actually have those lists in buckets that they carry around? It just seems unworkable. Yeah.
That would be so much cooler than the actual explanation. Like
we saw Danny D last... I met Danny D in person
last marathon. We met him, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to you know, meeting other callers.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly getting laid during the marathon. But I don't...
No, you're not...
That'll be worth something. We'll.
I think your best shot is with Arianna Huffington next week. Or
I have an event.
Is.
Yeah,
you
an event.
Is an event with a couple weeks.
I don't know.
That's a good idea.
Mhm.
I don't know. That could be messy. It could be huffy.
It could be gummy.
How are you, Studio B Ben?
Very gummy. I'm doing okay. I was gonna call and say I think I've had that gum, and only psychopathic murderers would chew that gum.
I mean, if you had a choice of gums, that would be about the last choice I think. Unless I was the last bit of gum they ever had.
Okay, I have to get rid of it now.
Gas station gum.
How did you get rid of yours?
I put it in the wrapper, and now I'm holding it in my hand, and it's gross.
Do you have a biohazard container nearby?
We do here. There's lots of hazmat material here.
Well, it's horrible gum.
It's bad gum that will make you kill.
It was simultaneously like bright blue and bright pink somehow.
Ooh.
And I just think the industrial dyes that go into that have to be pretty...
I think sometimes they make a bad batch over at Bubblicious. And
they
go, what does this taste like? Is it kerosene? Is it... Oh, it's like a blue cotton candy. Oh, okay, let's sell that. And
you know that I dated the Bomb Pop Man to find out what flavor blue was, right?
Oh. Dated the Bomb Pop Man?
Yeah.
Wow, what?
Studio B Ben, do you know what flavor blue is?
I would guess it would be blue raspberry, but I have no idea.
Maybe it was. Actually, he never said that.
He never said. You date him, he's like, I can't tell you.
Yeah. That's true.
It's ridiculous.
Because the Bomb Pop truck would come up and the guy would say, you know, what flavors do you have today? And he'd say, oh, we have lime, lemon, cherry, grape, and blue. And we're
blue.
Like, what's blue? And he's like, it's blue.
And you're like, I must date a Bomb Pop guy.
So I could find out.
To find the answer.
I did, but it didn't work. He never told me.
Well, I remember the first time I ever went bowling as a child, they had a really old classic soda vending machine that had bottles. In it, and I had a bottle opener and everything, and they had the blue vanilla soda,
Pepsi Clear.
Blue vanilla.
Blue vanilla.
What was that? Yeah. Blue vanilla.
It was just like cream soda, but it was there was like old school was blue cream soda.
And it'd been in this thing for like years and years.
It'd been there for 40 years.
Do you think it was originally blue, or do you think it turned blue over the course of? Is it like windshield wiper fluid soda?
It quite possibly was. This might have a lot to do with how I've turned out these days. You never know.
What are you talking about? You're great.
You're fantastic.
And the March Madness pool is coming
up.
Hey,
you won March Madness.
That is coming up.
You won March Madness last year, didn't you?
You have to.
I have to defend.
Defend
your title. Yeah, we will be having March Madness brackets. And
once I do that,
I don't know. Something it'll happen somehow.
That will somehow happen.
When does that start?
March-ish
in the middle of the marathon.
Well, they have technically a week before the marathon.
A
week after the marathon, I think.
Yeah.
Or it's the marathon week. Yeah. Is where it starts. But then I get confused because they're like, oh, the first round is on a Tuesday, and you're like, that doesn't make sense. Usually it's like over a weekend. But what they mean is like. That number 14 play-on game.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, the
two
Jesus
teams.
And Mary Chain University versus, Nick Cave College of
and Veterinary
they
Science.
They play each other to get defeated by Duke.
Exactly.
That's the first round.
Okay, but I mean our marathon. I mean, does it
our
start in the middle?
Starts,
does it start in our, does it March 8th
not,
or something?
Not next week, but the week after.
But does March Madness
it begins,
in the brackets happen in the
middle? It
does
begin, the second week of the marathon.
Oh, that's going to be
crazy.
Is that
going to be okay?
Yeah, it'll be crazy. We'll do it.
Crazy good.
It'll be fun.
All right. You will defend your championship.
I invite every listener out there to join. And
are you going to give people because I think you have to have your we'll have a Monday show, the second show of the marathon.
Yeah.
And then that Thursday and Friday is when the madness begins. So Studio B Men, will you call back during the marathon and give people advice on how to win? You know, whatever your methods
were.
Oh,
that would be good. Yeah, you could do that.
All right.
We'll put you on the air.
I will do whatever we can do.
As the defending champ, you could always throw people off with nonsense advice.
Yeah, you could tell them the wrong thing.
I will work up some formal things to contribute.
Okay, terrific.
All right, sounds good.
We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, if not sooner.
Take care.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks for making sure the phones work correctly.
Bye-bye.
Check.
Studio B Ben.
Hey, Studio B Ben's a good caller.
He's a great listener. We love our listeners. Okay, so that was the fish flavored candy too that I gave you too. This has been a bad day for sweets on Sportsy Talk.
So far. We had a couple of snacks.
Because I was buying you the Aaron Hernandez bubblegum. And you know what? If I were a bubblicious marketing expert, wouldn't you be getting his endorsement? I mean, he's a big name athlete.
They don't do once you go to jail.
They don't want your endorsement.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Maybe you could chew it in prison and then strangle somebody with it. Like
that
pull it
ad,
out like
that
in
could
a
be
roll.
A radio ad for them. Bubblicious, you could chew it in prison.
They're hanging
Hello,
up.
Hello, caller,
you're
on the air. This is Sportsy Talk. That was another
again.
Someone's
just calling and hanging up and calling and hanging up.
That's, maybe it's Aaron Hernandez.
Maybe it is.
He hasn't used a phone in a while. He's been too busy.
Well, then, no, they have to. I mean, I think it has to go through a prison switchboard.
Yeah,
they have to.
You are trying to make a call.
I got calls from prison sometimes a long time. I'm not answering that.
You're not answering the.
No, because
it could be a call
it's
from
clearly
the future.
It's clearly not anybody. See, then they hung up again. See, before I even answer it, they just hang up.
They know.
They're just messing with us, Jim the Poet.
So the Daytona 500 was this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Did you catch the fever?
No,
of
I
racing
don't,
cars.
Jeez, no, I don't care. But I know that Kyle Busch broke his leg. And he's Kurt Busch.
Is that
Bush's,
what it was? So there's two
so here's
twins,
my, okay,
right?
I don't,
twin,
know, I don't know if they're
brothers?
Twins. They're just they're just from one of those families that name all the kids with a K name.
Busch.
You know?
Oh, they are?
Yeah,
the
Kyle.
Clemenses.
Kurt.
Like the Clemenses.
Yeah, they all just
Kobe,
like,
Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah, people, I don't know what the deal
Killy.
Is. There's this weird thing.
But I recall that there was a Daytona 500 with about 30 laps left, so I missed the first, I don't know, was it five? I'm going to say 500 laps. And
no,
then I tuned in, and it was kind of halfway
laps
exciting.
Yeah.
Because
you actually watched some of it?
I did. Because it's kind of,
All right.
They were racing
car
around,
race.
And they're three wide, which is dangerous.
That, is that NASCAR?
Yes.
Officially? Because sometimes I think all the car races are NASCAR, and it turns out it's not.
It's not NASCAR?
Well, sometimes the ones
the
I think are NASCAR are not.
Well, they have stock cars.
Yeah. Okay, but this
Saturdays.
Is the Daytona 500 is.
Is Daytona
NASCAR?
500 is NASCAR.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's what we're watching.
The Indianapolis 500 is Indy cars.
Yeah. See, it's a different thing.
Definitely.
Okay.
Completely
right.
different.
So you're watching the Daytona 500.
Yeah, and that
which
Joey
is in
Pagano
Daytona
was in the lead. Although he used to be in a UPS car, but then he couldn't win because those things usually, like UPS vehicles, usually go about 25 miles an hour or whatever. They got a bunch of packages on board.
Right, right.
So you didn't win anything.
They have to wear one of those brown outfits.
So this is the first time he won the Daytona 500. Uh-huh. And he seems like a nice guy. He still looks about 12.
He was supposed to be the big deal when he was like 18 or
something. They had a bunch of commercials with him and stuff like that.
And then like he didn't win.
He always saw him in like 20th place.
Everybody thought he was done. Like he was like, it was like if he had been a first round draft pick and they just hadn't panned out or something,
right.
You know? So like he was supposed to be the big deal and then he didn't. And now he won, right? So now he's like, I'm back. I've come back, you know.
He was shocked that he won, I think.
He was like, "I've matured and I've worked really hard." And I'm like, "What do you do? You're just in a car.
Keselowski.
I
think he won last year. He's like the evil NASCAR guy.
Oh, they have a villain.
Yeah, he like likes hitting people and having them burst.
Looks like Tony Stewart.
Like yeah.
Why don't they just make him the evil guy? He's a murderer.
Well, he's
allegedly.
Killed a guy allegedly.
Oh, actually, he got
the guy died. So I don't know how allegedly it is.
Yeah, right.
But Keselowski likes knocking people over, hitting them in the side or whatever.
Right.
But his car blew up. So then Joey Pagano's thinking maybe his car's going to blow up because it's the same team working on your car.
Oh.
And you're thinking, when's my car going to blow up, guys? And they're like, we don't know.
Hmm.
But then it didn't, and he won.
And
anyway.
He won.
There was a bunch of accidents.
Yeah, so Kyle Busch was in an accident. It was a terrible looking accident, but then all he got was a broken leg. But I think it was
broken leg's bad news.
I think it was Kurt Busch's CIA assassin wife was the one who was blowing up the cars.
Kurt Busch is suspended indefinitely.
Yeah.
Because the judge didn't believe him when he said, you know, he didn't beat up his girlfriend because she's a murderous
CIA,
covered in blood, coming home late at night.
She chews that bubble gum.
Having murdered
she
people.
She chews Bubblicious.
They're like,
so
that's
you know
not
she's
a credible law thing.
So he grabbed her and banged her head against the side of their mobile home.
And he said, I wouldn't do that because I'm so scared of her because she's an assassin that could kill me at any time with just her bare hands.
Yeah, and they said, probably not.
And the judge is like, that's not anything. What you just said
isn't a thing. It's not a thing at all.
That's not a thing.
No.
Like, you drive cars at 200 and something miles an hour going around and around and around. Like, chances are you're not worried about someone who's, like, half your size killing you. Because you're driving. You literally drive and can kill yourself at any moment in a car.
But she probably did arrange for those cars to blow up and everything. She probably was trying to kill...
Wait a minute, the CIA lady?
Yes, the CIA lady was probably trying to kill his brother, and instead she blew up the wrong car from the wrong
twins?
Team.
Well, it's easy to...
No, they were on the same team. No, you said... See, it's revenge, right? So, like...
She's very upset about the breakup, apparently.
She is. And so Kyle Busch, right, and that guy whose car blew up, they're on the same racing team, right? So she arranged for the car to blow up, but it was the wrong car.
I don't know. I never understand those racing teams.
That's what I think
in most sports, you'll just be able to tell who's on the same team by who's wearing the, you know, the same, you know, crummy uniform.
Yeah.
And
racing, they just have all those patches and ads all over.
Yeah,
you
I don't
can't tell
know
what the what.
What's happening.
But I think that's it. I think she blew up the wrong car.
So that was the Daytona 500. It's like the Super Bowl of racing. And it's all downhill from here, basically.
Super Bowl.
And you missed it. Is that what you didn't even watch it?
I would never watch it.
Didn't go for it.
No. Not car racing.
Cars going around and around and around.
No.
It's very relaxing. You take a nap. You don't miss anything.
Dogs going around and around and around.
Dogs. I would watch that.
That's the deal. We did, right? Okay, so we called it. Sportsy Talk called
you
the winner.
You called it.
The winner.
After the Westminster
Kennel Club dog show.
Last week.
And Patty Hearst had a dog.
I did not call that Patty Hearst was going to be there.
Yeah,
if we knew Patty Hearst was there, we would have canceled this whole dog thing and just talked to Patty Hearst.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know she had Shih Tzus. She used to be into pugs, right? And now she never quite, I don't think she ever won the group.
Oh, Danny
with a
D's
pug.
Trying to call.
Oh, he is?
But the number is not 201-209-9368. That's for downstairs.
Yeah,
the
Danny
number
D
is
201-536-9368, and it's ringing now, so let's try. WFMU, you're on the air.
someone hitting buttons.
Did you hear it? They heard us.
That's no Danny D.
Did you hear my voice in the background?
I heard your voice.
They were listening. They're listening to the radio.
Listening to the show.
And the minute we answer the phone, they hang up.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not answering the phone.
Ever?
To hell with them.
Here, I'll be Danny D. Hey, guys, it's Danny D.
Hey, Danny D, how are you? Did you watch the Daytona 500?
I did. It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
That's my whole story. That's my whole Danny D impression.
Oh, no, wait. Okay, if you're going to do Danny D, you have to have him ask about the rugby injuries.
Oh, there was a rugby injury. Did you guys hear about that?
Aren't they always injured?
Yes.
Those rugby players?
They're injured in the brain.
Way, that's the way it goes. Okay.
That's the whole...
That's it. Is that Danny D for today?
That's the whole... It might
I'm
be
sorry.
Him calling.
We'll
think it's
again.
Hanger-upper?
I'll try again.
Is it hanger-upper?
I'll try. WFMU, you're on the air.
Danny D, hanger-upper.
I'm not answering anymore.
You're not answering?
No.
I'll
not
answer.
Right. Okay. So do you want to talk about these fish-flavored candies?
The fish-flavored candy you got tastes like chalk.
Yeah, it's nasty. It's these things called chowards.
Chowards.
Chowards. And they look really fancy and old school, and they're like in a fancy, heavy, thick, kind of shiny thing. And I got the lemon-flavored ones. They're square and about the size of Pez. And so I thought they would taste like delicious lemon Pez, which is very artificial but kind of tangy. But they don't. They taste like fish with lemon on them. It's awful.
Fish with lemon.
And they smell bad. They smell like fish.
Yeah, they're not good candy.
No, they're terrible candy. Why would they sell these? They're awful. Okay, somebody's on line two. Let's see.
Let's try line two.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Nope. That's
WFMU, you're on the air.
Bronwyn.
Yay, Danny D.
Danny D made it through. Hi, Danny D.
You guys put the number on the comments board.
Oh, it's like there six times now.
Is it?
There's like
201-536. We have one hanger-upper who keeps calling.
Yeah, we have one person who's calling that number and hanging up and calling that. Well, obviously not, but I didn't know if I should answer the phone or not.
It's hard to tell. Will it be a hanger-upper?
All year, just waiting for the marathon weeks to foil the radio station?
That's probably right.
Like he has 48 weeks of doing this?
Probably.
Like the racing schedule, 48 weeks of... What do they have, like 2 weeks off and they go to Disney World?
The rest of the time they just... Yeah.
They're like, let's race again.
They raised the price at Disney World.
They did?
Yeah, it's up $5.
Because of the measles?
Yeah, because of the measles.
Now,
it costs more now.
Now you come and get the measles?
Yeah. Yeah, they're giving you measles. That's
it's
an extra.
It's a small infected world after all.
Measles ain't free. Come on.
That's right. Okay, Danny D, what do you have to tell us today?
Give us the rugby injury update.
Yeah, tell us about the rugby injury.
Well, you know, it's sort of. I think they were arguing about the Westminster Dog Show result.
Uh-huh.
But basically, one of the top. I think it's Italy's best player, which isn't necessarily saying much. It sounds like
Italy has a rugby team.
Italy is playing in the Six Nations. I don't know if it's because there's really only five nations that play rugby, and Italy's kind of like the throw-in one, or what. But yeah, they're in the Six Nations, which is a major rugby tournament, and I think the dude is like supposed to be their best player, and the dog bit him on the nose.
What?
So that was
a
the
dog?
Injury? That was the rugby
Wait,
injury?
The dog
bit him on the nose.
What dog?
Required like 12, his dog, I think.
His dog?
The article had a picture of him with his, with presumably the dog.
What kind of dog was it?
It looked like a boxer or something like that.
Mm, boxers
it wasn't like
sweet.
Some big massive dog, but it required a bunch of stitches and, you know, not looking good.
So now can he play?
Yeah, you can play
Apparently
with no
not.
Nose. What the heck difference
like
does it make?
Sounds like he's not playing.
Hmm.
Oh.
The article was, you know.
You
I mean,
quit.
If it was just a minor, like, compound fracture, then, you know, it'd be one thing.
With losing
but,
your nose?
Oh, and apparently Matt from Springfield has pointed out that this alternate number spells
Ken
WFMU.
Ken?
201 Ken WFMU.
K-E-N-W-F-M-U.
Dial carefully.
Kind of brilliant.
Especially if you're just going to hang up for no reason.
That's great. I never knew that.
And then are you following the cricket?
No, I think I have that channel, but then every time I go to look for that channel, I'm like, wait a minute, I could watch like...
Something real.
Something else.
I think it's like $100 to watch online.
$100
to watch
like American
online?
Dollars or like rupees or something.
Well, like a million. No, well, there you go. See, it's apparently, ESPN figures they can charge the price.
ESPN
is
actually hosting the cricket.
Australia is the host.
No, but it's on an ESPN channel.
Favorite.
I have a channel called Willow. I believe it is. And I don't know if they play old cricket games that are already decided or something.
Well,
that's horrible.
It's hard to tell what year it might be from.
Yeah.
I'm actually figuring out what the rules, which is kind of bizarre.
I don't understand
really?
The rules.
I used to watch cricket in Prospect Park. In Brooklyn, there
big
are people
hunky
who go,
dudes playing cricket.
No, we little men playing cricket.
We little men.
We little men playing cricket. Yes, agile. We little men playing cricket in Prospect Park. And I never figured it out. I watched and watched, and I couldn't figure out from just watching. How did you figure it out, Danny? Did you look it up? Did you read it?
Read the Wikipedia article about 6 times, and I sort of. Kind of understand.
Okay.
But
what is a googly?
Then I thought this was true. Then last night they said England was going into the power play.
Ooh, I love the power play.
For a total loop.
Yeah,
but
that
I guess
sounds like something.
It's really, really what it amounts to is it's sort of like the cricket version of illegal defense.
Mm-hmm.
That they have to have certain players, certain places. Like they can't be in certain. They only have so many players in certain parts of the field. Otherwise, every game would be nothing or something, it sounds like. So,
yeah.
So instead, they're like 300 to 200.
3,000. Yeah, I have no idea. I can never keep track of those games.
Yeah.
I downloaded an app for my phone, like a game app.
Yeah.
EA Sports Cricket.
The cricket app?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Nothing really much happened.
It's like, it's crazy. I can see how that dude got killed now because, like, imagine if you had, like, the top major league pitchers, instead of just standing on a mound throwing, these dudes can run. They run.
They run, and then you have to hit the ground, and then it comes bouncing back up like crazy, and then someone dies.
You know what's going on with your mic?
What?
Well, you're...
But anyway, guys,
just
wanted to throw that in there.
Okay.
And I got to run, because I'm going up there.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Danny D.
Thanks,
guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What am I doing on the mic?
Danny D. Well, sometimes you're, like, not talking directly into it.
Am I talking into it now?
You're talking into it now, yes.
Oh, okay.
Can you talk into it now?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds...
Are you talking into it now?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
I think you're talking into it now.
Stay tuned for the top of the hour. It's Dr. Game Show.
How are they going to get Dr. Game Show in here?
I know. There's, like, 20 people usually involved with the Dr. Game Show.
I don't know. We have a call. Should I do it?
Sure.
WFMU, you're on the air. Don't hang up.
Oh, so close.
Oh, all right. I'm not answering.
Oh, Manny Pacquiao is going to fight Mayweather on the 2nd of May.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
So
right?
whoever wants to buy that game for us to go, so we go over their house and have a meetup and then watch the game for free.
That's good. Okay, so yes, so if listeners would like to have us come to your house to watch that fight, all you have to do is...
Give $1 million during the marathon.
Yeah, pay. No. I think what is it? It's pay per view, right?
We could try to get press passes, but then we would have to fly in and out of
where?
I'm going to say Las Vegas.
Yeah, say that. I don't know where.
It's in Las Vegas.
All right. Do we have to go there? I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I'm going to say we're going to have to go there.
Okay, we got two calls now.
Two calls mean one of them might not be a hang-up.
One of them might not be a hang-up.
I'm going to say that one. Oh!
They're both hang-ups.
Both hang-ups.
How many phones do they have? I don't know.
Which one's Aaron Hernandez hang up?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Aaron Hernandez.
They're getting better, those hanger uppers.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Manny Pacquiao versus Mayweather. They say it's going to be the biggest sporting event.
This.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
I'm not answering the phone.
Done with the phones.
This is a call in show, and we can't answer the phone.
Well, somebody's just
messing with us.
Messing with the phones.
Right. I'm not happy.
Do you like it when I chew gum on the phone? It puts the lotion in the basket on the phone. You have to call harder. I want six
call
lines.
Call faster and harder.
I want
harder.
Six lines lit
All six
up.
Lines. We got two lines. 201-536-9368. 201-KEN-FMU.
Ken-FMU.
Ken-WFMU. Not Ken-FMU. Ken-WFMU.
Keep calling. Call harder.
Call faster. All right.
So Manny versus Mayweather, it's going to cost $100 to watch on pay-per-view.
Jeez.
And they're going to take some combination of the Showtime morons and the HBO morons to make it the dumbest, like the dumbest people talking at the same time.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm imagining Jim Gray will be part of that mix.
Oh, that'll
be
fantastic.
He'll be like, so, what are you beat up Manny Pacquiao. How do you feel? And he'll be like, I'm the best ever, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
How long do you think that fight will last?
I think it'll go the distance because neither one of them has a lot of power. So I don't think one of them can knock out the other.
So it'll just be stamina. Are they equally matched?
I think now that they're 5 years past their prime and like 6 years past the point where anybody wanted to see this fight. But it'll still be like they said the biggest fight since the first Ali-Frazier fight, which was like two undefeated heavyweights fighting each other. That was like the first time that had ever happened because they had suspended Ali for not fighting in Vietnam or something like that.
Yeah, he didn't. He wouldn't go to Vietnam.
So that's a pretty huge. I mean, $100 a piece, and I'll definitely. You know, me and Ben will probably watch that. Me and my roommate. / Lover Ben.
Your significant roommate.
My significant roommate, Ben.
I call
him
Ben.
If Ben doesn't kill me before then.
Why would he kill you?
Because I'm hard to live with, you know.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think you'd be very amusing.
I'm amusing at times. At other times. You're like, why is there stuff all over the place? Less amusing. Garbagey. So we're gonna be watching it. And live tweeting.
Really? So you should have people over to your house.
I could if we cleaned it.
You know, we never let anybody come to our house because we're crazy and it's scary in our house.
That seems like a sane...
We just don't let people... No, I mean, because the house is... Like, if you went in the house, it would be like, what happened? Why are you guys, like, hoarders? Is there a problem here? And then you know, so I'm just embarrassed. We don't want
to... You shouldn't be embarrassed to your house.
No, I am.
My house, on the other hand.
Yeah, my house is pretty bad.
It's a wreck. A wreck. So, biggest fight of the century, the early century, coming up.
Yes. Okay, the early Aaron
Hernandez.
Century.
So, we still haven't heard from Aaron Hernandez, but you're having trouble with the phones today.
I don't know. I'm not having trouble with
the
phones. Somebody is calling us and hanging up.
You think it's Aaron Hernandez?
I think it is Aaron Hernandez. I think it's somebody from Bubblicious.
The Red Sox super got a mystery Cuban.
What?
He's named Moncan Mocada.
A mystery Cuban.
They paid $30 million for the guy, and then we'll have to pay $30 million in tax.
Wow!
But they got him out. It was supposed to be a Yankee. He's like 19 years old, shortstop, second baseman.
Wait, how did the Red Sox get him?
Because now they've changed the rules. It used to be that you had to leave Cuba.
Yes.
And then go to Venezuela and then say, well, I live in Venezuela now.
So now I can come to the U.S.?
Now I can play in the Major League Baseball. But now that all that Cuba stuff changed, it's just like you ask the Castros whether you can leave and they go, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, I go around and, do batting practice for people. I kind of flex my muscles.
Yes.
And then see who wants me to...
But if the Yankees wanted him, why didn't the Yankees get him?
Because the Yankees are acting all cheap now. Because they're, Daddy Steinbrenner's dead.
Oh, and they're stuck with Aaron.
Those kids are terrible.
With A-Rod.
One of them's kind of a dope, and the other one is like, oh, no, we can only spend $1.8 million
but
this offseason.
But they're stuck with A-Rod and his huge contract, and he's...
Well, they should set Aaron Hernandez to that. Because, if you die, I think they just cut a check to your kids, and then that's it, right?
Right.
I mean,
does he have kids?
Yes.
A-Rod?
He has two kids.
Really?
Daughters.
Oh, dear.
Blonde daughters, which is kind of his type.
Do they look like him?
They look like kids.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if they're 6, 7 or anything like that. Mm. I mean, they're 10 and 8 years old.
Okay.
I think.
I didn't know he had kids.
He does.
Who was his wife that he had the kids with?
Cynthia.
Somebody.
I'm going to say Rodriguez was her last name for a while.
Maybe.
All
right. Yeah. So they just pay the kids. Aaron Hernandez kills A-Rod.
A-Rod showed up early to spring training.
Oh, yeah. So pitchers and catchers started. Thank God. Yay! Pitchers and catchers. Baseball.
Well, I was watching The Odd Couple with that Matthew Perry guy.
Oh, is there a new one?
Yeah, it's bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's not
Matthew
a good show.
Matthew Perry is in The Odd Couple.
Yeah, he's the messy one.
Oh, that sounds awful.
And the other guy's okay, but
I'm glad you watch TV because I don't. You can keep me up to date on all this stuff.
Yeah, so it's on CBS, and Matthew Perry is wearing a Mets shirt, and I thought to myself, which season is going to last longer, the Matthew Perry show, or the Mets chances
season.
Of being in the
That's
playoffs?
Very sad.
Which season will end first?
Sad.
And more sadly.
I think the Mets.
Mets.
Although
Mets will be out of it by May 1st.
But wait, when
which
did
is good because then
the
tickets
show,
are cheap.
The show already started? This show with
Odd Couple,
Matthew Perry?
Yeah.
So how long do they have to go before they cancel that?
Lead-in was that they stopped that 2.5 Men show. That's the biggest show in the history of the world or something like that.
Why?
Why they stopped doing it?
Well, I mean, why was it the biggest show? I don't understand.
It was a big show.
Yeah, I know, but I don't get why. What I know of it was
because a lot of people watched it.
It was horrible. Why would you watch that? I don't understand.
I don't know. It was kind of funny for the first
Why?
5 seasons. I mean, I don't know. It went on for like 12 seasons or something like that. I mean, that Charlie Sheen has been out of it for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And they just kept on trucking.
The kid grew up and got fat, right?
Yeah, the kid was in the show. The kid was in the last episode.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he looks fine. I mean, he looks kind of like a...
Well, what did they use for a half man once he was gone? I mean...
There was a woman.
Kutcher?
No,
oh.
the...
Oh, they called a woman a half a man? That's good. I like that.
She was a lesbian daughter of Charlie
half
Sheen.
Half a man.
She's the... What's the name of the... Amber...
I think there's...
Tamblyn? Amber Tamblyn, who's married to the guy from Mr. Show?
Yeah.
She was the half man.
There's a Randy Newman song called Half a Man, I think we should play that.
Is all his songs about short people?
No. It's about a guy singing Half a Man.
Half a Man.
Half a Man. Half a Man.
Men, men, men. Manly men, men.
That sounds stupid, that show.
Oh, the Major League Baseball commissioner today said he was open to having a shorter season.
What? Oh, did you hear they're changing all the rules?
Yeah, you have
Major
to
League
pitch
baseball.
Fast now.
Yeah, you know they realized that
just
you know
goof
the games
off there
the games were taking like 4 hours. They had this one pitcher whose nickname was the human rain delay because he like just would walk off the mound and hang around and stuff. And the games take so long that they don't work on TV apparently, so they decided to speed them up.
Yeah, no one likes watching them on television.
Yeah, so they're going to speed them up.
Carmichael says, "Jim, step up to the mic. It sounds like you're in the next room."
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
Men, men, men. I don't know. This mic is terrible.
It is terrible.
We're working out the kinks.
We're in a new studio tonight. We're getting ready for the marathons.
I don't know how to take it
off.
What
are you doing?
I can't move it.
Well, don't do it.
It's ever since the blue cotton candy.
I know.
Shows,
the gum.
The show's spiraled out of control.
This has been blinking for a long time.
We're working out the kinks.
We're in a new studio tonight. We're getting ready for the marathons.
See, somebody's listening to us.
Hello.
You're on the air. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi. I felt bad everyone kept hanging up. I figured I'd call and not hang up.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you for not hanging up.
I would have answered sooner if I'd realized you were a person who wasn't going to hang up. Do you want to talk about sports?
I actually know nothing about sports.
That's okay. Most of our listeners don't. That's all right.
I don't know anything about sports either.
Do you want to talk about Aaron Hernandez and serial killers and Bubblicious Bubblegum?
I don't know what that is either.
See? Uh-oh. What do you tell me what you know about, and we'll talk about that.
That's a good question. Well, we could talk about Bill Nye.
The science guy?
The science guy.
Science guy.
Okay. Let's talk about him. What
happened
him?
With him?
What happened?
Okay. Well, today he said some sort of like semi comment, like saying that Jews in Europe should be more neighborly or something like that.
Jews of Europe should be more neighborly?
It's shocking that they don't feel like part of the neighborhood.
But, yeah. Is that a scientific assessment of what the Jews should do?
Well, here's my question.
Okay.
If you have a guy who's a caricature of a science guy on TV for many years, how does that guy suddenly become respected as a scientist? I mean, it's like a joke.
That's a really good question. I often wonder how people get to the, like, okay, Charles Grodin.
Yeah, how's he doing these
How
days?
Did he become a pundit?
He was in a
movie with a dog, right? And then all of
he
a sudden
he was in a couple of those. That was the biggest movie he was in.
Right. And Beethoven. Then all of a sudden it's the same kind of thing. Like what you're talking about, listener, about the guy who plays a scientist on TV suddenly becomes a scientist, you know? It's like how did Charles Grodin just like he has a regular commentary that makes no sense at all on CBS radio.
He does?
Yes. And he's just it's just ridiculous.
Oh.
It's just he comes on and he says, "Oh, I used to complain about the young saying no problem, but the other day I called customer service, and when I said thank you, the young said yep."
Well, that's
and like,
like
what?
He's doing the Andy Rooney
not,
show.
But he's an idiot. He's just it's
well, Andy Rooney's kind of an idiot.
Well, yeah, Andy Rooney was a
God rest his soul.
Andy Rooney was horrible.
In hell.
Andy Rooney was really.
He's about
bad
this tall.
Kurt
I met him
Cobain.
In person. Andy
oh,
Rooney's
did?
Like this tall. Yeah, like. Oh. Not so tall.
Well, no wonder he's
half
so angry.
Man.
No wonder he's so angry all
Short
the time.
Short people got no reason to live.
Okay, so, listener?
This guy has, like, a degree in, like, something totally unrelated to anything. And then somehow he also the biggest expert and the fact that God doesn't exist. And, like, where does his weird qualification?
Wait, he said Bill Nye, the science guy, said that God doesn't exist?
Oh, yeah. What he did is he made some debate with some weird
Bible
guy who really is totally unintelligent and made it as if that guy represents anyone who believes in a creator. And meanwhile, that guy is actually a total moron. He happens to be religious, but he's a moron. He debated a moron and won, and now he's proved definitively that there's no God because
well, that's terrible.
Debate with a moron.
Everybody knows God exists. That's
Studio
ridiculous.
B. Ben says Mr. Wizard was not an actual wizard. This is shocking.
True.
I'm shocked.
It's true. Well, that's a really good point. Thank you for calling, and thanks for hanging on the line.
No problem. Have a good night.
You too.
Right,
bye-bye.
See
you. Well, that was nice.
That was nice. Although Bill Nye saying, I mean, I can't imagine why the Jews of Europe aren't more neighborly.
Yeah, I know. Right? I mean, they should be friendlier to everybody.
Oh, CC Sabathia got fat.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's really good. Talking to pitchers and catchers. He's a pitcher for the Yankees. He was fat, and
he was
great, and then he got skinny.
He got skinny and was terrible.
And terrible. So
and
now
injured
he's
a bunch of times.
On.
So now you have, like, that extra layer of Captain Crunch. To lubricate everything.
Mm-hmm. WFMU, you're on the air.
Possibly.
Don't hang up.
Oh, hi, Bronwyn and Jim. It's Station Manager Ken.
Oh, hey,
Station Manager Ken. We left you on for a long time because we thought you were going to be the hang-up
guy. Did you know that the number up here is 201-KEN, WFMU?
No, is that real? Is that true?
Yes.
I haven't checked it for myself, but the board people alert us that it's 201-KEN-WFMU.
Yes.
Oh, man, I did not know that.
We didn't either, but now we do.
Well, it was a pure coincidence.
Thanks to our listeners. Yeah, that's very coincidental.
That's a great coincidence.
Kind of an uncanny coincidence.
Yes, it is uncanny.
I figured that this would be the only show where you might talk about drones.
Yes, and you had a drone.
What's that?
You had a drone, and then the drone went down.
I've had three drones now. I lost one.
Three drones? The first one went down.
Yes.
Well, I lost two. I lost the first two, but then the first one was returned intact.
Oh, really? No way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it have, like, a WFMU sticker? How did they know it was your drone?
My niece put an ad on Craigslist.
So someone looked up drones on Craigslist and was like, "Oh, this is Ken's missing drone."
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing, but it's true.
Wow.
So what else is up with drones, Ken?
Well, there's so much up with drones, but I think for Sportsy Talk, did you know that they're now having these drone battles in arenas where people bring their drones to do battle in midair with one another?
That sounds outstanding.
No. Well, I know. For the Super Bowl, they ran ads and told people to leave your drones at home.
Oh yeah, the FAA changed the rules for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, please, dear God, don't bring your drone to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, and you want to hear something great? The FAA changed the rules so that no drones were allowed within, I think, 50 miles of the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Oh, 50 miles.
At the same time that they allow drones within 15 miles of any airport.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Because the airports are less.
They might deflate the balls if you get them too close to the Super Bowl. They might, like crush the balls with their drone arms.
So are you going to enter your drone in one of these drone battles?
No, I can only dream of that. I'm not that good yet.
Oh. Well, they're bringing back the Battle Robot show. Do you remember that from 10 years ago?
That was a great
show. They'll put like a power sander on remote control, and then the power sander will go against like one of those blade arm things that cuts pastrami.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing the exact same thing with drones.
So it'll be up in the air doing that.
Air killer robots of the air.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's not as good as the robot battles that you're talking about, because those you could see up close.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't think that drone battles would be as interesting, because like they do things like they hover above the enemy drone and they try to drop string down and clog up their propeller.
That sounds terrible. I want to see, now that you have two drones, Ken, when the weather gets better, can we go outside and see which drone, lives and which one dies?
Well, one of my drones is an indoor drone. I can actually fly it inside WFMU.
Can we have Andy versus drone during the marathon where it's like...
Oh, that's a great idea. Andy versus the drone.
Two That'd shall enter, one shall exit.
Yeah, that's perfect. Andy versus drone.
Call now.
Yeah, I'll have to buy another drone so I can arm it against Andy.
Are drones expensive?
No, the small ones are pretty cheap.
Really?
Like, you know, $30, $40.
Is that all? Is that like an indoor one?
Yeah.
Wow.
It just seems incredibly dangerous, because what if the drone's got like, you know, I mean, I just imagine something terrible is going to happen where the drone will be carrying, I don't know, like a machine gun or something. I don't know what they, you know, whatever they do. It's not going to be a problem down the road?
No, there's no question. All sorts of terrible things are going to happen.
Yeah, you got like a stick of dynamite in one hand and a Semtex, and then it just blows up, you know, Madison Square Garden during a Knicks game like that.
Well, I mean, there's actually a YouTube video of a bunch of stoned Canadian teenagers who put Roman candles on their drone and then flew it up in the air, and they were like attacking one another.
I would watch that show. That sounds outstanding. Well,
you can watch it. Just Google it. You'll find it.
Okay, we will. I think we have to get out and let
Dr. Game Show's coming on.
Okay, well, good talking to you.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling
Station Manager Ken. Bye-bye. Yay.
Yay, Station Manager Ken.
That was nice.
Droney talk.
Oh, thanks for hanging on. You know, that's like, I kept Station Manager Ken on the line for like 10 minutes.
Well, because
I thought it was Hang Up Guy.
He knew we would. You thought it was Hang Up Guy?
I thought it was Hang Up Guy. I wasn't answering.
Hang Up Guy's got two phones, man. He's dialing with
Hang Up
Guy
is doing it to us. So should I put on our goodbye music now?
Kind of.
It's almost time,
it's
right?
It's 5:56 on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah? We could talk a little
more. Jersey City.
So did we miss anything?
I missed something important, but I can't remember.
I know. We always
Rugby injuries.
We did that.
Dean Smith died.
Yeah.
He was the UNC coach.
That's a while ago.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
No.
That was like a couple weeks ago. We did Patty Hearst.
I wrote a letter to Aaron Hannes.
Patty Hearst Shih Tzu. We predicted, we'll get her next time. We predicted the Beagle would win.
Can we get her on the air, you think, to talk about her Shih Tzu next week?
Probably.
Does she have her Shih Tzu together now?
Yeah. She does. Her Shih Tzu won the toy group. And that
Carmichael says, put a laser on that drone, Ken.
Oh, yeah.
I think they should, like, the drone should have,
you know what they could do? They could get, like, a laser on the drone, and then they could do laser hair removal on Andy in studio.
No, last year they had the right idea with the tattoo. What if they just had the drone had a tattoo machine?
Oh, and just, like,
and every time it hit Andy, it would just put, like, a random tattoo on him. One of those mom ones or something.
All right. I'm going to play our goodbye music. Dr. Game
Thank you for
here.
Listening and
yeah,
possibly calling and hanging up.
A lot. And thank you for not hanging up, everybody who called and talked to us. And we'll be back next week. Next week, you're going to run the board.
I am?
Yeah.
That seems scary.
It is scary, but, you know, that's how we get prepared. And we have some wonderful... I found out... I found out who our co-hosts are for the marathon.
I saw that, too.
Yeah, it's great, right? We
You kind of don't need me. You kind of could cast me over the side.
No. We always need you.
You're gonna see how little I know about sports with these guys, though.
You and I are the most trusted team in sports.
You're very much
today.
More trusted than me.
And I know. People should trust you.
So little trust in
me. Okay, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County, WFMU.org. I don't know if we have time to play the whole part of the song that I wanted to play. Maybe I'll put it towards the end.
Put it on and then.
Yeah, I'm going to put it towards the end. Here, okay, because... The good part is at the end of it.
I think it was Amy Mann who was calling, who was mad that
she said
that she worked at Newbury Comics.
But she did, right? So why should we?
I mean, I'm pretty sure she did. I don't know. Everything kind of conflates together in your old age.
All right, we'll see you next week.
He found him in Mombasa in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word. But he blew out on one's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Talking about the man. Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Pakistan.
Palestine and Berkeley. Petty Hearst heard the burst of a Rowland's Thompson gun and bought it.
Ring, ring on the telephone, it's Joe. Tell Firestone to an auto break and tell a winner home. But she needs to know she's got the game show.
Dr. Game Show. My name is Joe Firestone, and you are listening to WFMU's Game Show Show. We have a new theme song. It's so exciting. The band Big Huge made it. I would recommend them. You should check them out. They're so great. I don't know about you guys. I'd listen to it again. I'd love to listen to it again. Cool new theme song today. We're doing great. Happy Monday. And if you're just listening for the first time, this is Dr. Game Show, where we play all kinds of games submitted by listeners, and we have a really awesome theme song. We've had it forever. If you're just tuning in for the first time, we've had it forever, and it's really great. So we have some guests in studio today. The name of our episode is Black Tie Optional. This is episode 13. We got Mikey Sandler. Hi, Mikey. How you doing?
Hello.
Mikey, what's going on?
Not a lot. You know, I didn't... You know, you said it was black tie optional. I didn't end up coming in with black tie, but I am in a vest, which is something.
It is something.
It's part of a tuxedo.
Is it
optional part of a tuxedo?
It is an optional part of a tuxedo. And we also got Adina Talvi Goodman.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I came from Brooklyn, so I'm just wearing stripes and flannel.
Great. Sorry. That's okay. Could you, sorry, Adina, I don't know if I can hear you. Can you talk a little bit more?
Yes. How about now?
You might have to, let's share the mic. We'll share the mic, because I'm not hearing you at all. We'll just share it. It'll be perfect. Or maybe talk again.
How about now?
Nope. Okay. So you just share it with Mikey, and we're going to be great. Okay, so welcome, guys. And just full disclosure, we do not know where Manolo is. Manolo has gone missing. And it might be, you know, hopefully he'll turn up. That could be a game. Manolo's missing. Where did he go?
I would not go looking. It's too cold.
I know. That's the thing. It's just, you know, we're mammals, you know, and we just can only take so much. So we're going to be playing some games today. And we've got a lot of games, because last week, if you tuned in, we had like a marathon of games show submissions. And so at this point, we have so many, and we're ready to go. So if you'd like to call in, we're recording here from Studio B. So the call-in number is 201-536-9368. So we're playing some games today. We're playing this game called The Beats. We're playing a game called Celebrations, which is last week's winner. We're playing a game called 30-Second Jawsnopsis. And we're playing a game called Hallmark Cardmark. And we were going to play a game, I don't know if this is morbid or not, but we were going to play a game called Manolo's Delight, which I just don't know if we can play.
Aww. We could try.
Maybe we'll find him.
Maybe he'll call in.
Ooh, maybe he'll call in. Manolo, if you're out there, call in 201-536-9368. We would love to hear from you.
This is like a cute meet.
Meet cute.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys are going against each other. Did you know that?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah, we've been arguing all week about it, so.
And
since
you,
this morning.
You guys know each other.
Yep.
Uh-oh, we got a call. This might be Manolo. Hold on. Hello, you're on the air. Is this Manolo?
No, this isn't. This is just a caller.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sorry to hear about Manolo.
Yeah, we really thought you were going to be Manolo.
Yeah, sorry. You told us to call.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling. Do you have any idea of where Manolo might be?
No, I can't say I do.
Man. Well, shoot. Well, thanks. Where are you calling from?
Brooklyn.
Well, he might be there, right?
He probably could be, yeah.
I hope not. It would take a while to get there.
Well, listen, thanks for calling in. If you have any word about Manolo, please call in again, okay?
Surely.
Okay, goodbye. Manolo's missing. He's not in Brooklyn, obviously. I don't know. Anyways, let's start this. Okay, so you guys want to go against each other? Do a little, like, you know what I mean? Like a little, you know, like a little, you want, like some hate words towards each other?
Oh, yeah, very much. You can start.
I have to start? Well, I don't know. I guess I wish you the best.
I apologize. I so don't. Mike and I have a long history of playing games, and I would like to crush him.
Oh, man.
I just want everyone to have fun.
Wow, Mikey.
I also want to have fun, and I have fun by winning.
Ooh.
Burn.
This is going to be great. It would be better if Manolo was here, but, you know, let's just take what we have as what we have, you know? So, you guys ready to play our first game?
So ready.
Okay, great. If you'd like to call in and play against either Adina or Mikey or both, you can call in 201-536-9368. Now, the first game we're going to play is called The Beats. And at this point, Manolo would typically do a theme song. So if you want to just... Maybe, could you guys kind of come up with a theme song real quick?
Sure. The Beats. This is The Beats. The Beats, The Beats, The Beats, The Beats, The Beats.
That was really good. It wasn't...
I feel like Manolo was here just now.
Yeah.
I feel like I should get points for trying. Mikey didn't try.
Okay.
I get a point.
I don't know what we're going to do. So now this game, here you guys, you ready to play this game? This was submitted by a listener named Nick over our call-in marathon last week. And players are given 4-second clips to listen to of the beginnings of notable Beatles songs. After that, they must buzz in with the first name of someone in the Beatles. Okay? 1 point is given for every correct identification. 1 point is deducted for every wrong answer. You ready?
So in order to buzz in, we have to say the first name of someone in the Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, are you ready, Mikey?
I think so.
Great, okay, let's try this. Okay, so first one, here we go. Okay, and if you'd like to call in and play, you can call 201-536-9368. This might be Manolo. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Manolo might be coming up this... I can't believe it. I don't know if Manolo's coming in the next...